We'll ask Dave in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Mid-South studio of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the rain report for October 14th.
I really want my channel to be a safe place for people who are new to amateur radio.
That's the voice of Dave Kessler, KE0OG, the ham behind Ask Dave and scores of other ham radio videos on YouTube. Eric Guth, 4Z1UG, spoke with this Colorado ham on QSO Today, a weekly podcast Eric produces from Israel. This is our second and final excerpt from that hour-long conversation.
I deliberately did not teach the test. There's too much stuff on the internet that just teaches the test. And I think that that stuff, frankly, is pointless. Because, and I've seen this over and over again, people get their license and then they look around and go, well, what do I do next? So I thought, well, okay, during my introductions, rather than teach the test, I'd talk about real ham radio, what you can do with these kinds of things. So anyway, I was getting extremely good feedback, and people were pressing me, are you going to do a general? Are you going to do the general? So that's our mid-level, and I said, okay. So I started doing the general, and word was getting around. My channel was growing. And so I decided, well, you know, I really ought to do something about the production values, because on the technician, they were pretty crude. So you can see the evolution of production values from the first general that I did to the last. By the time I was done, I had a studio. I was doing green screen regularly. I had the titles right, the photographs. You know, if I'm going to talk about a Yagi antenna, show a picture of Mr. Yagi or Professor Yagi and Uda too. And I was even got into making little cartoons about how the ionosphere worked. I was kind of pumped at that point. And again, just flooded with people who appreciated what I did. And so I did the set for the extra. Now, that's not at an engineering level, so I had to keep restraining myself, but got phenomenal response on that too. And then when I ran out of the extra, I go, what do I do now? And somebody suggested, well, why don't you do a series like this? Go look at this website. And what the guy was doing was for hydroponics, not ham radio. And what he did is he had a question and an answer. People could write in with questions, and he would answer them. And that became the genesis of Ask Dave. And I'm over 100 videos into that.
100 videos into Ask Dave, in addition to all the videos that you made for the licensing, right?
That's right. And when they changed the extra class license pool, I went back and redid all my extra videos. So those are up too. My wife finally put her foot down and she says, Dave, one video a week, please.
Well, Dave, I can sympathize. The XYL here says the same thing. She says, Eric, one podcast a week. That's what has been your favorite Ask Dave question?
Oh, I get so many basic questions. One that I just got recently that I just finished a video on that I'm going to release on Wednesday. Can you tell me the difference between these three types of antennas? It was Yagi, log periodic, and phased array. I says, yeah, I can, but I can't do it without drawing some diagrams, so let me make a video out of that. That's kind of how I get the genesis for a lot of the videos, just based on questions that people ask. I don't know that I have a favorite question. I just try to answer them all. One thing about my channel is I really want my channel to be a safe place for people who are new to amateur radio. If I get a comment from somebody who says, that is the stupidest question you've ever asked, any ham is worth his salt, will know that. That comment gets deleted in a heartbeat, because I want my channel to be a safe place where anybody can ask any question, because I can remember when I didn't have an Elmer and I had some basic questions that could easily have been answered. I had no one to tell me. And when I tried to answer questions, I would actually get hams who'd laugh at me. Oh, anybody knows that. And I said, I will never, ever do that on this channel. I will treat every question as though it is a serious question and try to provide a straight answer.
Now, you do product reviews as well. Do manufacturers Yes. send you products for you to try and evaluate?
Yes, this is a relatively recent phenomenon this year. I've received handheld radios to test, including the new DMR radios, including direct from China. MFJ has been sending me different kinds of antennas, and I've actually created a little test range in the backyard with a couple pulleys so I could pull up one antenna, test it, and pull up another. And I also just recently got in the mail somebody's incarnation of a loop antenna. I'll say, fine, you know, send it to me. Great, I love it. But I'm going to give it an honest review. There's a company called Radiodity in China that is trying to get into the digital mobile radio marketplace for hams. And they sent me a radio that didn't cut the mustard. It did not meet the standard. And so I did a video on that, just basically saying that. And I got response from them rather than, boy, you'll never hear from us again. It was, okay, we've tried to fix the problems. Here's the GDR55. And now we've got a new radio, the GD77, that we think really properly addresses the American DMR market. It was a much, much finer radio. So there was one of those rare examples where people thank you for giving them honest feedback.
You're listening to a discussion about ham radio videography from a ham who does, Dave Kessler, KE0OG. We'll conclude this excerpt from a lengthy conversation Eric Guth, 4Z1UG, had with Dave for Eric's weekly podcast, QSO Today. The Rain Report is available 24/7 on therainreport.com and on various shortwave outlets. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
I try to give feedback on what is constructive, something they can do something about. And one of the things that I'm very cautious about is criticizing a company. MFJ has a reputation, partially deserved, about quality issues. And I was sent, in fact, I paid for this antenna. That was the first antenna I got from them, was their 100-watt loop, the little 3-foot loop. And would not tune 40 meters, and I took it apart and found out why, and it turned out to be a quality issue. Somebody who set the thing up set it up wrong. I was able to fix it, and the antenna did work, but I did have a little section in there that says, let's talk about quality. Something like this should not happen. And then I had another antenna that they sent me. It was a NFET ZEP for 20 meters. Did not work. I could not make it work. And so I did the calculations of what the antenna should be and found that the feed length was 2 feet too long. So I took 18 inches out, tested it again, and it worked beautifully. And I says, okay, this is a great antenna. I love it. It solves a lot of problems, but doggone, the quality. You can't count on the ham who gets this to fix it. So I don't know if they're mad at me right now or what.
You haven't gotten a response back from them.
I did. They were very unhappy with themselves that it slipped through. They're trying like any other company, and people talk about MFJ. I think a lot of people do not realize that almost all MFJ products are made in the USA. The MFJ's mission seems to have been and still is to provide any accessory a ham station needs at as low a price as possible. If you get a tuner from them and you start thinking about what it takes to put that tuner together, you're going, how did they pay for their labor? Good grief. I fully support them on their mission. I think it's great what they're doing. I've been using MFJ products for many, many years, and they published a book of mine, which was a piece of fiction about ham radio.
I also think that the MFJ catalog is an interesting read because it has so many different kinds of accessories. All the accessories you thought you'd like to have or you dreamed up, and you look in the MFJ catalog and there it is. On the other hand, I've heard that if you buy an antenna analyzer for them before you even put the battery in, pull the cover off and make sure all the solder connections are nice and clean. The antenna, the design itself is excellent, just needs to maybe to be touched up. Some hams, that's easy. For a lot of new hams, that might be difficult. That might be daunting on the first take.
Well, it is. And for everything MFJ sells, there's probably a little niche manufacturer somewhere else who competes with them. But try finding. You know, MFJ's got everything right there in that catalog. Here I've got MFJ power supply for the amplifier. The amplifier, of course, is from MFJ. I've got a little MFJ QRP rig. I've got an MFJ auto tuner, an MFJ manual tuner, watt meters. Oh, just all kinds of stuff. A station is full of MFJ stuff.
Now, you say you've increased the production value over time. What kind of studio do you have for your videos that you're making now?
It's just a spare bedroom. I've got a piece of green cloth that covers one wall. And I've got some lights in there that illuminate that. And then I sit in the middle of the room so I don't get too much of the green blowback. And I just upgraded to an actual DSLR for capturing the video. And I've got a separate system, and I just upgraded that to some Rode wireless mics. That's what I'm using right now, actually. I use CyberLink PowerDirector version 13 right now. They're about to come out with version 16, and they've been sending me free versions of the software, so I'm looking forward to testing the new one. They do that as long as I'll review it for them. It's a great piece of software. You can do anything in it, all kinds of titles and things like that.
Then you edit the video in PowerDirector, or is there something else that you use?
I add it in PowerDirector, yeah.
Ah, so it does everything. It adds your titles and...
Yeah, it does all of that. I record the audio separately, and I just sync it up in PowerDirector. Fortunately, both my recorder and the camera have accurate clocks, so they don't slip out of sync after a while. You know, I started out with a different product from a different company, and it was just too unstable. So I went to PowerDirector, and it's a, you know, it's not perfect, but it's a very stable product. I've learned a lot of tricks like green screen and, you know, the titling, and the, you can put a title so it appears in front of the background but behind me, you know, all of these kinds of things that you can do. I use music now exclusively from the YouTube audio library. I used to use other royalty-free music, but YouTube kept choking on it, so I just use YouTube music now.
YouTube is very sensitive to copyright concerns, right, over music that's put on videos on the YouTube channel without express permission of the authors, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, in the royalty-free music community, I think people sell their songs to multiple royalty-free providers. And I've run into this problem where it came to me royalty-free, and I can trace it back to the vendor. But some other outfit that thinks they own the same piece of music is saying, you know, that's our music, not yours. So I've just been using YouTube's because they can detect their own music, and I put it in the credits, audio courtesy YouTube audio library. And there's an amazing amount of music out there. It's a weird situation because sometimes I've got a piece of music that fits perfectly, but I don't use it because I just don't want to put up with the copyright things. If there's a copyright challenge, that's a lot of work for me. I mean, I can win it, but it's going to take a day's worth of work. I don't have a day to deal with that kind of thing.
And that concludes an excerpt from an hour-long conversation Eric Guth, 4Z1UG, had with ham radio videographer Dave Kassler, KE0OG, on Eric's QSO Today podcast. You can hear Eric's entire interview with Dave as episode 165 on QSO Today, available on qsotoday.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for our audio and video enthusiasts, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from all of us with RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, building bridges through amateur radio on www.therainreport.com. Keep on hamming.